Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. My name is Kelly Swales, and I'm the web editor for Lab Medicine. Joining us today are Drs. Kramfrath and Lee from the Santa Clara Valley Medical Center. They're going to discuss the case study they co-authored that appears in the spring 2015 issue of Lab Medicine.
This podcast presents a case report titled Benzodiazepine in a Urine Specimen Without Drug Metabolites. Let's start with the case overview. A middle-aged woman with a medical history of multiple complaints about pain in joints, neck, and shoulders was presented to the Santa Clara Valley Medical Center. Her primary care physician from an outside facility had prescribed alprazolam, brand name Xanax, to treat her depression. In April 2014, the patient requested additional pain medication, such as hydrocodone acetaminophen, also called Narco, during her physician visit. Consequently, as part of her pain management therapy agreement to ensure compliance, she was subjected to a urine toxicology drug screening. At this time, her urine specimen, which was from an unwitnessed collection, screened positive for benzodiazepines using the SIVA Emit immunoassay at the cutoff of 200 nanograms per milliliter. However, results of a confirmatory test conducted via gas chromatography mass spectrometry, GCMS, did not identify any benzodiazepine metabolites in her urine, but instead revealed the presence of a parent drug, alprazolam. Further, the same specimen tested positive for metronidazole. Additionally, a visual inspection of the specimen revealed crystals on the bottom of the cup. Those mentioned findings are especially notable because this patient had tested positive for alpha-hydroxyalprazolam, which is an alprazolam metabolite, and methamphetamine in December 2013. At that time, she explained her positive urine drug test for methamphetamine by stating that somebody put something in my drink. This case raised a number of questions. First, which laboratory findings for this patient are pertinent to the present discussion?
In the patient's urine specimen in April 2014, a large alprazolam peak was detected by GCMS. However, alpha-hydroxyalprazolam, which is the primary metabolite of alprazolam, was not detected in the specimen, although the metabolite had been observed in a urine specimen collected during the patient's previous visit in December 2013. This unusual urine specimen also had a specific gravity of 1.003, which is the lowest end of the reference range. Urinalysis results also included the moderate presence of amorphous phosphate crystal and a pH of 7. Additionally, the gas chromatographic analysis of same urine specimen detected the presence of metronidazole.
Second question, would you expect a urine benzodiazepine result without the detection of any metabolite?
Alprazolam is extensively metabolized by oxidation and conjugation. Therefore, the primary analyte in urine would be metabolized, and about 20% of drug is excreted as a parent compound. So far, 29 metabolites of alprazolam had been identified in urine, but in this case, we only test for the major metabolites, alpha-hydroxyalprazolam and then 4-hydroxyalprazolam. Glucuronidation of alprazolam metabolites subsequently occur in liver, before the metabolites are excreted into urine. Positive alprazolam results usually co-occur with positive alpha-hydroxyalprazolam results in urine.
Third question. What could be the source of the crystals accumulated on the bottom of the urine collection cup?
It is biologically unlikely for a patient to excrete this quantity of crystal in urine. Amorphous crystals usually are observed in a specimen after prolonged storage. However, in this situation, the specimen was fresh. Additionally, the patient had a normal renal function. The analysis of this urine crystal by GCMS revealed alprazolam and the metronidazole parent compounds. This led to a possibility that the patient crushed and added peeled fragment to a urine specimen rather than consuming the drug.
Fourth question. What could be the reason for the metronidazole present in the urine of this patient?
Metronidazole is an antibiotic drug prescribed for treating bacterial infection. This drug is metabolized to the hydroxyl and acid metabolite. In serum, the hydroxyl metabolite concentration is approximately one-third of parent compound. However, the medical history of this patient did not reveal any prescription for metronidazole. Furthermore, the analysis of urine specimen identified the parent compound, not its metabolite. Metronidazole might have been added to the urine or urine-like specimen as a preservative or have been applied to the vulva to treat a bacterial infection.
Fifth question, which laboratory measures are important to assess the integrity of the specimen and to detect discrepancy in the urine drug testing results?
To assess the quality of a urine specimen, multiple parameters should be considered. In point-of-care setting where the urine condition is observed immediately after collection, urine temperature should be within 32 to 38 degrees Celsius and can be a useful indicator of adulteration. Furthermore, specific gravity indicates the concentration of solute in urine and provides information regarding hydration status of the patient. Highly diluted urine, as shown in this case, due to creatinine concentration of less than 20 mg per deciliter, can be indicative of excessive water intake, possibly to dilute or mask the presence of abuse drug or a urine-like specimen without natural metabolic waste products. Urine osmolality, also low in the present case, is another indicator of diluted urine. As you mentioned before, the measured urine pH was 7. Because urine pH can be varied widely from 5 to 7.5, it is a less sensitive marker for urine adulteration. This case further highlights the importance of confirmatory tests because immunoassay-based drug screens lack specificity and cannot differentiate parent drug from metabolite. If we had conducted only the immunoassay, we would not have identified fortification of urine specimen with our fragilum and a possible substitution of urine specimen.
In summary of this case, here our patient had a medical history of substance abuse and repeated reports of pain and depression, which may lead to a higher risk for aberrant drug-related behaviors. Also, a previous urine specimen from this patient tested positive for methamphetamine. A specimen from her follow-up visit 4 months later did not confirm the presence of any illicit drug. Still, the laboratory detected alprazolam without the presence of any of its metabolites. This is an unusual finding, combined with a highly diluted urine specimen and the presence of an antimicrobial drug, indicating that the urine specimen had been adulterated. We ruled out overhydration to mass substance abuse because the laboratory detected only the parent compound. Our findings suggest, instead, that the patient had used an artificial or a substituted urine specimen and had added fragments of a crushed alprazolam pill to this specimen to appear as if she were complying with her alprazolam prescription. This would explain the detection of the parent compound in the observed urinary crystals, the diluted urine specimen, and the unexpected presence of an antibiotic drug. Also, it is possible that the patient used a drug-free urine specimen that had been in contact with metronidazole during the collection process and then had added alprazolam to that specimen. The laboratory team communicated the abnormal toxicology test result to the treating physician, who stated that the clinic plans to change the prescription for the pain medication for this patient.